Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An adoption has now been denied because of religion. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's really been interesting to watch. With this whole LGBTQ agenda has risen to the top, it is affecting those children who need to be adopted by godly people. And so we're seeing the battles in the courts in various states saying that they have to be required. Same-sex couples have to be required to adopt the children, et cetera, et cetera. And here's a situation, you know, in Virginia where this is the case. However, statistics show that Christians are the ones that are 2 to 3 times more likely to adopt than the rest of the population. So who really pays the price for all this are the children.
I remember when the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court became the first state Supreme Court and the first state in the country to rule in a 4-3 opinion in favor of same-sex marriage. And that then affected adoption in Massachusetts. And I remember what happened to the Christians and people of faith. They were excluded by the state adoption agencies. And what we found is that those state agencies began doing like an affirmative action approach to LGBTQ parents, homosexual same-sex parents. And they tried to expedite adoptions into those same-sex households to the exclusion of opposite-sex households, and especially to opposite-sex households who were Christian. And that was back in 2004. So that's been the agenda, just to literally not have equal treatment, as they've always tried to suggest from a media spin perspective, but to have a domination. And so here we have a situation in Virginia, where a Virginia adoption agency has declared that a committed couple of faith cannot adopt children through their program. Liberty Counsel has now been involved in the case, and we're fighting to stop this grievous wrong. So this is a case, we'll talk about some of the facts of it, but if you look at adoption in general, on any given day in the United States, there's about 350,000 children that are stranded in foster care systems. Over 100,000 of these children are up for adoption, with few homes willing to take them.
Yeah.
And even though there are homes willing to take them, from experience working with some people that I know that have gone through the adoption process, even in friendly states, it's expensive and it's time consuming. And parents have to be very, very committed to want to adopt a child because of the bureaucracy that needs to be modified and streamlined.
And you know, it breaks my heart, Matt, is when you see these same-sex couples adopt the children and then they choose to sexually abuse them. They choose to use them as their so-called toys, so to speak. And it just, it breaks my heart, because I think about what kind of future do these children have? They're being used in this nefarious way. It's not right for these children.
Well, when you think about it, same-sex relationships, whether it's through adoption or some other way, permanently excludes one gender from that child's life.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's two women, they permanently exclude the male. If it's two men, permanently exclude the mother. And that has a significant impact on their lives. And it's different than single parenting. And the reason why it's different is because in the two male or two female situation, not only is the other sex permanently excluded, and there's no room for the opposite gender in that case, but the excluded gender is often skewed, demonized, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So the two women have a negative spin on men. The two men have a negative spin on women, unlike if you would have a single mom or a single dad raising a child. So it really not only permanently prohibits that child from ever experiencing a mother or father, but also gives that child a skewed view of what a mother or father is.
Yeah, because there is a sexual perversion between the two people. And so that's what the child sees as quote unquote normal, healthy sexual relationship between two people in a family.
Well, and statistics show perverted. That Christians are 2 to 3 times more likely to adopt than the rest of the population. But if rogue adoption agencies like the one here in Virginia that we're talking about get their way, Christians will not be able to adopt, and they'll be denied adoption because of their faith. We're going to call this family Pete and Maria. These are anonymous names that we have made to protect their particular privacy. They spent 3 years preparing to adopt a child, going through background checks, training, and home visits in hopes of adopting a parentless child. The child was placed in their care, and the adoption date was scheduled for the summer. But then the adoption agency learned Pete and Maria were people of faith. So now the agency is seeking to terminate the adoption unless the couple violates their deeply held religious beliefs.
And it all has to do with vaccines. They want to require the parent, these parents, to vaccinate the children, which is against their religious belief.
Yeah, so Pete and Maria, they're devout Catholics. They believe taking any drug, but especially a vaccine that's derived from, tested on, or includes aborted fetal cells, is a sin. And so from the beginning, Pete and Maria made this fact clear to the adoption agency. They were told it would be no problem as long as they sought a religious exemption certificate from the state. Well, in January, Pete and Maria's patients turned to joy as a child was placed in their care. They had their religious exemption certificate in place, and the adoption was scheduled for finalization in July. Maria quit her job to devote her full attention to mothering this beautiful child. And then Pete, you know, switched to remote work so that he could be home with Maria to help with the child acclimate to the new home. Everything was going swimmingly, wonderfully, until the adoption agency declared that Pete and Maria must vaccinate the child or the child would be removed from their custody regardless of the religious exemption from vaccination. And the couple were given just 2 weeks to violate their faith or lose their child.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable what they're doing.
Yeah, so we're now involved in this particular case. I mean, this is outrageous. And we have another case that we'll tell you about on another program that's somewhat similar to this. And it's even more egregious, where you have parents that refuse to vaccinate their kid for various religious reasons. And things even got worse for them. But this whole issue of religious freedom or forced vaccinations, I mean, here, for example, Virginia's a state, most states, except for just a handful, a couple of states, have their own religious exemption criteria, their own religious exemption opt-out from vaccines. And you can get a religious exemption from vaccines, of a wide variety of vaccines. We're not just talking about COVID, but a lot of others. These religious exemptions have been in the law for many years before COVID ever happened. Virginia is one of those states. And so Pete and Maria, they were upfront about the religious beliefs. They got a religious exemption from vaccines, and they have a child now in their home. Can you imagine? You've been praying for this. You've been working for this. You've changed your job. In fact, Maria quit her job so that she could be devoted full-time at home. And Pete changed his job to remote so he could also be at home. And they're now just looking for the summer months in July for this adoption to be finalized.
This is horrendous. And I mean, I'm not clear whether this is a COVID shot or not, but I mean, you need to look at the science as well as these shots and what they're doing to these children, you know, aside the fact that they're using aborted fetal cells. But what's really happening to these children that are being vaccinated, I mean, the schedule nowadays is so many to put in these children. Then you're seeing the autism rates skyrocket. Yeah. And so is it really about the religious freedom for this adoption agency, or what is the bottom line with them?
Well, I think they're probably obviously not very supportive of religious freedom, number one. Number two, they're way too much committed to vaccines in general. And so this is more than just COVID. There's a number of vaccines that we actually represent. Our very first vaccine case was in New York some years ago in the early 2000s. And it involved a family that wanted not to have their daughter vaccinated with HPV and some other vaccines for various religious reasons. We ended up winning the case. Mm. But there's a number of vaccines that are administered during childhood that have no alternative, but they're made by or using aborted fetal cells. Mm-hmm. And there's some that have alternatives. For parents that have a religious objection to vaccines in general or certain vaccines in particular, it poses a significant problem. And what we're seeing now with some of the CDC reports is the significant alarming rise in autism that accompanies this mass childhood vaccination. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Pray for this case as we continue to fight for this family and their adoption.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.